two-handed swords. Particularly striking are the two-handed swords, which were produced in the latter half of the 16th century. At up to 2 meters long, they represent the largest type of sword. The blades are remarkable. They are either straight or curved. The authorities who ordered them decided how the blades had to look, so the swordsmiths stuck closely to their specifications. As their name suggests, soldiers would use both hands to wield the two-handed swords. They were supposed to be able to break through the enemy's line of spears. The way in which the sword fighter, called a two-hander, handled his sword did not, however, allow for any way of covering the head with a shield. The risk of injury was high, so sword fighters were offered the incentive of extra pay and were thus known as double pay men. As a result of this, they were able to buy themselves more food that was of a better quality.